This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our Earth Day special, Shades of Green. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Lots of people consider the environment when they are starting a family. Think about it. The Earth's population ballooned from 3.7 billion in the 1970s to over 7 billion right now. Carrie Feibel was worried about those numbers when she became a mom, and it didn't help that she was living in the oil capital of the world.
When I was 34 years old, I left New York City for a reporting job in Houston, Texas. A lot of my friends were incredulous. Houston? Don't expect a visit. New York had media and finance. San Francisco had tech. LA was movies. But Houston was oil and gas and petrochemicals. I was always reminded that Houston's economic heart runs on fossil fuels. East of downtown, there are miles of refineries, petrochemical plants bristling with pipes, and flare stacks belching flames or black smoke. When I first got there, I would ask, "Is that thing on fire?" And people would laugh. "No, that's just a gas flare. They're burning off excess." It was beautifully apocalyptic, like a scene from Blade Runner. I had always been anxious about global warming, but not just global warming, all of it. The dying corals and the acid rain and the little animals that were going extinct before we even discovered them or named them. But living in Houston really ratcheted that up. It was like a constant trigger for my eco-anxieties. But I also kind of liked that, the honesty of it. Houstonians have no illusions. They know exactly where the gas in their car comes from and where the air conditioning comes from and what that costs to their wallets and to the environment. I sort of loved the weird contradictions of the place, and so did my husband, Eric. We met in Houston and got married, and in 2012, our daughter was born. It was mid-December, the last day of Hanukkah, and she was our healthy 8-pound present.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
I can't
it's
tell.
It's a girl. Oh, my gosh.
Joni nursed a little, and then she cried a lot. She was the loudest baby on the maternity floor. What did I expect, really, naming my daughter after a singer?
They say, as a child, I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas.
My husband, Eric, still looks back on those first few months with a little bit of fatherly PTSD.
You know, I mean, just to get Joni to sleep was a ton of work. I mean, I had to swaddle her super tight. I had to bounce her on a yoga ball for 45 minutes to an hour.
Eric knew pretty early on that he would be totally fine if we were one and done. I was more conflicted. I had always wanted kids, I thought. Kids, plural. But now that I had a kid, I had to decide right away whether I wanted another one. I was already 40, so I didn't have the luxury of time. And yet a second child also felt like a luxury we couldn't afford, not just in terms of money, but also in freedom and energy.
Neither of us are in careers that make a whole lot of money. And I just felt, I mean, it's not even a feeling, it's knowledge that if we had a second, one of us would end up having to pick up the slack.
And then there was my Houston problem, the flare stacks, the hurricanes, the floods. I was starting to doubt whether a second child was something the planet could handle either.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot.
That's the first Joni Mitchell song I remember hearing back in the 70s when I was a little girl. I didn't really understand it, but I knew it was sad. Now I knew too much. I'd read books about the environment and about family size. And I learned about the carbon footprint of us Americans, of an American kid. It's huge. The toys, the vacations, the birthday parties, the ice cream cones. I wanted Joni to have those ice cream cones, because otherwise, why have a Joni? But did I need two Jonis?
And all their sculptures and bones.
Joni's 5 now, enough sides to her personality to be her own sibling. And she thinks big, too.
A long time ago, when
The decision to stop with her wasn't strictly environmental, but it's done a lot to ease my eco-anxiety. A second child would double the consumption, double the emissions, and the studies show no amount of recycling, not even giving up meat, cars, and airplanes for the rest of my life would ever be able to make up for it. It's not the only way to cut back, but having one less kid kind of lets me do it in one fell swoop. Joni is my one fell swoop.
Carrie Feibel is a health editor. She now lives in Oakland, California, where she's met some folks who are more environmentally neurotic than she is.